In the next few years, LAUSD risks becoming as tattered as many of the textbooks at Crenshaw High School. But before the pencils are worn down to a nub, a group of teachers is reaching out to community groups for help filling the gaps left by the government.
Here at Crenshaw, we need resources, need more resources. A lack of resources is a crime to me.
The number one thing, new books. New books, upgraded books, books for everyone, because sometimes you may go to the textbook room and they're like, well, we ran out of books, we don't have a book to give you. Maybe laptops that actually have keys, because we have to guess which key it is because we have missing keys. You know, more access to the library, more new library books that are updated, more with information that's out there and we need to know.
At a February event, teachers, students and members of community organizations gathered to exchange ideas and business cards.
Your turnout here is a testimony to the fact that you're not going to give up on our kids and our community.
One community group offered to help create a sustainable food supply for the students by turning an unused patch of land into a fruit and vegetable garden. Other groups offered student internships at their organizations, as well as professional mentors, to supplement teachers and increase one-on-one learning. But what do the students want?
Change. Maybe we could have more organizations helping us. Being a better school and not being looked at as the lowest school that we are looked at as, you know?
The event was spearheaded by the Social Justice and Law Academy, one of five learning academies at Crenshaw High. Teachers and students are encouraging the community to fight the cutbacks proposed by the Los Angeles School Board.
We're smart, we're bright, and we're able to do things. We just need the support and the people to lead us to what we need, and we will do it. Hopefully they will think it over and help us and come back with Crenshaw.
On Monday, teachers from the Academy will host a community forum at the Bar High Faith Center, beginning at 6:30 p.m., to discuss protesting the LAUSD layoffs that will affect 3 of 10 classroom teachers within the Academy, as well as its only counselor. The LAUSD board will vote again in June. Emily Henry, Annenberg Radio News.